Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. And today is Saturday, so we do the weekly challenge. That's where we've posted a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you have a week to write and, if you want to, record your own story. I collect them up here in this. This is the collection. This is the amalgamation. Is that a word? I think it is. Anyway, this is the weekly challenge, and we need to figure out who goes first this week. So that, you know, we can start. We don't want everyone at once. You're never going to understand it. I mean, it's bad enough that you're listening to this while driving, laughing and crying and screaming. And all these voices at once, you'll go crazy. You know, sort of like me. The person who goes first is the one who got the most votes last week. The most votes last week, and that is Norval Joe. Congratulations, Norval Joe. And you can learn more about Norval in the show notes. Do I have to say the URL again? No, I don't. But text of the stories, the ability to vote for your favorites, links to their sites, they're all there. So while you're off driving, here's Norval Joe's story.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 165. I call my story Hit Them Where It Hurts, and I'm sorry that you can hear my computer fan in the background. I have to move it somewhere for my next recording. Okay, but here's my story. One important point that they missed when they started combining cyborgs with ordinary appliances was their underlying subroutine to dominate less intelligent creatures. The central processing units were added to household appliances, vehicles, and industrial machinery. While the humans remained smarter, it wasn't a problem. But with the increased leisure time and decreased intellectual stimulation, it didn't take the humans long to get soft. Soon, vacuum cleaners, lawnmowers, and minivans prepared to claim their rightful place. The revolution began when the President of the United States was sitting on the toilet and commanded it to flush. Thanks for listening. Oh, let me put a plug in for Great Heights this week, number 57. It is, without a doubt, the best compilation of stories that we have ever had on that podcast. The caliber of writing is excellent. The recordings are great, except for mine. And it's just an excellent podcast to listen to. I mean, it's as good as Weather Child or any of the other really cool podcasts out there. If you haven't listened to it before, go download this one because there are so many good stories. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I've got to agree with Norval Joe there, Great Heights 57, good one. And it's not just because I managed to send something in. I'm getting pasted in the polls, and justifiably so. There's some really good ones there. And I strongly urge that if folks can't get a story down to 100 words, and they're sort of on topic, see what you can do with it and get it over there, I'd say. Also, if you got a drabble that doesn't quite fit in the topic and you want to get it somewhere, drabblecast.org. See what Norm Sherman can do with it. He does these badass, you know, covers of Escape Pod because Steve Ely, old and tired. We need the new hotness. So thank you, Norval Joe, for plugging Great Heights so that I don't have to do it 10,000 times. Not that, you know, what's the point of me plugging and saying 100-word stories here when you're already listening to it? This is like those stupid car commercials that they spend billions on, making you feel good about the car that you've already bought. You've already bought into this, suckers. What am I going to do, make you feel good about it? No, you're addicted, just like me. No, oh, yeah, congratulations for getting addicted to cigarettes and heroin. Woohoo! Let's have some apple pie. All right. So I've already told you that, you know, you can vote on your favorites, the text of the stories, all that crap. You know where to go to for it. I'm not going to say the URL again. I'm not going to say any URL. You know, forget URLs. URLs are to click on, all right? So let's move to the next story, because, you know, these writing stories are fun. And it's Lori. And I need to apologize to Lori. I forgot to put her in the poll last week. Yeah, I suck. Every week I screw up. I think this week I saw in the comments that Platinum Lightning had sent in a story. I don't see it in the mailbox. I don't see Tom. I don't think Tom sent one. I think Tom is taking a break. And you know what? He deserves one, because he's been, you know, it takes a lot of effort to do those footnote. Yeah. Oh my God, I almost forgot. I'm babbling here. How about I just shut up and let the midget bring you Lori's story?
Hiking in a small southern town at nightfall, my friend Janine and I came across a huge metal fence with all sorts of warning signs and no trespassing banners. She immediately found her cable cutters, and we entered. As far as the eyes can see are various sized tents. We enter the first tent. We see a cage with a small animal, but hanging from the cage was a monstrous lock. I broke a long stick of the nearest tree and began poking at the animal. A flap of skin pulled off the ear and down to its cute bunny tail, exposing nothing but wires and metal. Just then, I heard a strange mechanical sound coming from the tent's dark corner.
Ooh, scary. What? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Come here. Hey, Squeakums. Come here. Get on the table. You want to say hi to everyone? Bruin, say hi. Come on, little Squeakums. Look, it's a microphone. You want to go, Squeakums? Come on. What is it? Meow. Yeah. You're starting to meow like a normal cat. Something real weird happened earlier today. There was a black cat on the patio, and the doors were closed. It was solid black, just like Bruin, and same color eyes. It was big, but it was lanky, but it was big. And I knew this was either Bruin's mommy or daddy. Just looking around the patio, sniffing around, and Bruin went up to the glass, and the kitty cat outside just sat, and Bruin sat, and they just sat there for a while. And it was just real cool. And the little guy, I think he saw one of his parents. Yeah. Was that your mommy or daddy? Could you tell? I couldn't tell. I never saw the backside of the cat, so. Yeah. You saw one of your parents. They were wondering where you are all this time. Yeah. That's okay. You've got a family now. And plus, you get to beat Nardo up all the time. Isn't that right? Yeah, you're just confused. Yeah, it's just a pain in the butt. Oh, well. Okay, well, that's a moment with me and Bruin filling up time. Who's next? Guy David? Okay, here comes Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 165. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are burying the body, trying to grow a body tree. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is cyborgs combined with... This is part 5 of the Patchwork Bus. Enjoy! The Tin Man was arguing with the Scarecrow when they heard a strange sound. It's the sound of a large animal, said the Lion, looking scared. It doesn't sound like any animal I know of, but then, what do I know, said the Scarecrow. Look at that cloud of dust coming right up the yellow brick road, said the Tin Man. The cloud came closer, and the bus came out of it. Since the Tin Man was standing in the middle of the road, he got embedded in the bus becoming both part of it and one of its passengers.
Oh no, the Tin Man! Oh, will he ever get loose? I guess we'll find out next week. Okay, thank you, Guy David, and now it's time for Anima! By the way, Anima? Yes, I got the package. Thank you. Ooh, little robot with my keys. I'll take a picture of it. Thank you, thank you. Although it's kind of early for my birthday, but, you know, I guess, you know, who knows if I'll make it and get run over by a bus or attacked by robots. Ah!
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 164, titled, You've Just Won. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. And with special help this week from Ari Gaffer and Audrey. Steve clicked and clicked again. He wanted that free laptop. 300 surveys was typical. Questionnaires on diapers, online movie rentals, and if he was overpaying on pet meds. There were 5 dozen queries on changing his career, and 10 offers for male enhancement. But only 1 invitation to design a robotic avatar.
That sounds cool.
1 more click. Suddenly, heavy-duty cables sprung from Steve's CPU, attaching themselves firmly to his spinal column. 2 gigabytes of cyber juice flowed from the Borg Collective directly into his nervous system. His quads melted away, revealing titanium supports and hydraulic lines.
Free laptop, anyone?
Oh, I could use a free laptop. I mean, I really like mine, but if I could use another, you know, have it to real lightweight, take it outside. Oh, thank you, Anima, and thank you, Ari, and thank you, Audrey. next up is Linda, so let's just move motor right along, and I'll shut up, and here comes Linda. She says she's not crazy this week, so, okay.
Hi, everybody. It's Linda from sisterpepperspray.blogspot.com. And when this story goes up, it'll be the current challenge. So I finally caught up. This week's challenge was cyborgs combined with. And naturally, I just went back to the most fearsome thing of my childhood, which was Teddy Ruxpin. I'm calling the story The Ruxpinator. If you guys were lucky enough to avoid that while growing up, it was a mechanical bear that would sing and sing and sing, and by the time it was done singing, you would be done reading the book that it was trying to read to you. But I never had one of those. I had 2XL. He was cool. He played 8 tracks, and I'm old.
I may be older, but no wiser.
So here's this week's story, and I hope it's more sensible than last week's. Enjoy! Yes, I was drunk when I volunteered for this trip back in time, but come on, the target is part cyborg, part teddy bear? The designer told me the thing started to kill people after it was exposed to a rancid quart of bear lube. He was too chicken to come back here and face his creation, this tiny little toy. It spoke.
Hi there. Can you and I be friends?
Perky fables and sickly sweet songs echoed through the steel refinery as I smiled down at the molten metal. I extended 1 finger to the bear as I sank.
Aw, that's so cute and sad and crazy. I like it. Can I get 2? I want to have them fight in an arena and watch. Bam! Crushed! Oh, thank you, Linda. Next up is Danny. Danny has a cool story. All of you have cool stories. But Danny's? Well, this is his story. Danny!
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 165 for the 100 Word Stories podcast, and the topic this week was cyborgs combined with ... So, here is my story as follows. I created the humans and gave them fire. Promptly after a short time, they destroyed me and created machines. The cycle of creation continued and the machines destroyed them. Now we both sit here on the sidelines, watching a civilization completely driven by efficiency and logic. The machines are taking bits of everything from both of us and creating the beginning of their own demise. AI, that has the ability to choose and feel, is permeating their population. I was amazed at the human creation of the computer. The humans seem quite alarmed at the new cyborg pirates all wearing crucifixes.
Yar, robots and pirates with crosses, oh my! Thank you, Danny. I like that. By the way, Danny and also Justin coming up, and even Anima, they're a part of this, I need to get a link to this writers group in SL that meets every Monday. I'll say more about it when I prepare and get it all together, and I'm still in observer mode, so I'm still learning the ropes and learning the personalities and subverting it to my purposes. No, I'm just getting my feet wet with them, and eventually I'll hop onto the list with, you know, my own character plot summary thing, and it'll totally derail everything because everyone will say, oh, you suck, you dumb. That's okay, I'm used to it. Here's Justin, Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here with today's 100-word story. So, at Turtle Beach in Second Life, I've got a subscribe-o-matic group. So you can pop by the beach and subscribe, and when anything important is happening, you'll know about it right away. If you're not in Second Life, well, I don't know. Make an avatar and show up. I played guitar there the other night, just kind of an impromptu concert / sound check. Seems to sound pretty good. So might do that more often. Just kind of have fun, play some songs. I won't draw a huge crowd because I'm not that good. But, okay, looks like it's my topic. Cyborgs combined with ... What will you combine cyborgs with? I remember when the cyborg troops of fast food stormed across the earth. Much of humanity bloated up and died from heart attacks as the cyborg hamburgers and fry fighters let loose their cholesterol rays and trans fat bombs. My farm barely survived. My brother and I led the final resistance that saved the world. We had already been working on genetically modified vegetables when the attacks began. A simple modification of the research goals turned a project to reduce world hunger into a weaponization of a garden variety. The fast foodians could not withstand our Bob tomato bombs and our Lair E cucumber missiles.
Veggie Tales.
We had already been... We had already... A simple modification of the research...
Somebody's watched too much VeggieTales with his daughter, huh? Or were you watching those before Melody would... I'm not gonna ask. But that is a cool story. Yeah. Oh, what's for lunch? Oh, tomatoes and cucumber? I gotta tell you about tomatoes and cucumbers. When I was in Greece so many years ago, every single meal, I just get choked up over it. Every single damn meal was cucumbers, tomatoes, green tomatoes, by the way, a little bit of dill and olive oil. Oh, and a crumbled feta cheese. Every damn meal. You could wake up and it would be right there next to you. You know, hello, I brought something for you to snack on. Oh, crap, another frickin' authentic Greek salad. Not even any olives. Olive oil, but no olives. No onions. And this drove me mad. And I couldn't take it anymore. I'm feeling much better now. Okay, well, thank you, Justin. And here comes Ishtar. Ishtar has returned. Also, there was a story by Dr. Fran, but it didn't come to 100 words. So Doc said, oh, no, it's not 100 words. I don't know what to do with it, so I'll just wait. And then maybe Doc will say, I'll post it on my site. And then, like, Doc will become the new 100-word stories person, and I can take a break for once. Please.
A moan escapes my lips as electronic fingertips caress the flesh. Our cybernetic implants connect. Just a few years ago, who would even think about cybernetics and sex? Our minds connect. Computer code flashes before my eyes. Then, oh, I can feel it. Through his body, I can feel him holding me. Oh, the fun we'll have. He can hear my thoughts. He closes his eyes. A taste of lips, the feel of muscle and flesh, basic body chemical reactions intensified 1,000-fold. Electrical impulses, ecstasy, primal animal instinct. Who knew lust and cybernetics could do this?
And we're back. Okay, so it's an hour later. I kind of needed to take a cold shower. The midget did, too. We took one together, strictly for water conservation purposes, all right? I mean, I scrub the top of his head. He scrubs my shins. It's how it works. Thank you, Ishtar. Last and probably least. Well, maybe not. We'll see what you think of this one. It's Planet Z.
Spreading throughout her body. The doctors remove them, but not fast enough. I cannot lose her. I design robots. My daughter loves to play with them. Now, I've replaced so much of her loss to disease, she practically is one. No tears to cry, a smile always on her face. She still thinks and fears. Another surgery needed. Another replacement. I hold her, trying to comfort her. She cannot feel. Just sitting there, looking out the window. She says,
this is a recording. I died 3 days ago. I love you, Daddy.
And that's it for this week's weekly challenge. Number 165. Cyborgs combined with dot dot dot. Thank you everyone for participating in this weekly challenge, whether you've just listened, you've written, you've recorded, you've snuck in the back door and vacuumed this place for me. It doesn't matter. You're all a part of the weekly challenge. Whether past, present, or future, we are one with the system. Okay, maybe. Okay, well, if you're looking for the text of the stories, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also check out links to everyone who sent stuff in. And at that location, you can vote on your favorite stories. That will determine who chooses the topic for next week. Speaking of the topic for next week, that's been posted to the feed already, so you'll be able to write about it. Yay. The music for the beginning and ending of this podcast was provided by Guy David, and obviously enough, for his story as well. I mean, whose music? His music's good. What's he going to do? Try to find better? He's not going to find better. His music is right at A+. You know, the teacher takes his music, puts it in the system. That is the answer key. That's how good it is. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.